A word for you from Proverbs chapter 8 verse 36. But he who fails to find me injures himself. All who hate me love death. The context of this is about his commands. It is about God's ways. But finally, at the end of this chapter, it is about the Lord himself. He can't be separated from his ways. The Lord and his ways and his commands, his precepts, are all about him. Last time we looked at the subject that salvation, the whole of life, is about the Lord. And if it says in the previous verse, for whoever finds me finds life, whoever obtains favor from the Lord, and then it goes on to say that whoever fails to find me. In the Amplified Version it says, whoever misses me. You see, to miss the mark is, yes, sin, hamartia, but to miss the mark is really to miss out on the only thing that is important, and it is about him. It is about God. To miss him is to miss everything. In the New Testament, this is a constant theme throughout the New Testament, especially in the letters of Paul, where he says, for instance, in Romans at the end of chapter 11, for from him and through him and to him are all things. Yes, even you. You are all about him. It's all about his love, his creation power, his desires. Although you might have had many dreams and wishes for today and for tomorrow, really all that matters is him. Are you missing out on him? Have you missed the mark? He, the living God, who is the mark? The Lord Jesus Christ isn't just the Savior who does his job and then sits back. It's still about him. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Now, it also says in verse 36 that if you miss him, if you fail to find him, you injure yourself. Yes, it is self-injury to disobey God, to turn aside from him, and not to have the central point of your life revolving around the Lord himself. You injure yourself. In fact, it is a form of suicide. Some people think that death is the end of suicide. No, it's not. Death is a continual state of being. So if it says at the end of verse 36, all who hate me love death, that person dies forever. Uma kuthiwa ongizondayo uyathanda ukufa, kusho ukuthi ukufa kuyaqhubeka, it will continue forever and ever.